Don't they know that we are in the cyber pocket of greatness?
The Halifax Daily News, internationally across the globe. Now, your host, Jamie and Lisa.
It's Thursday, and this is the Halifax Daily News.
Wasn't yesterday a beautiful day?
I think summer is finally here. Yeah, finally.
It finally felt like summer. Spring, we've just completely jumped over you.
Everybody at the dog park yesterday was saying that. Like, hey, great weather, eh? About time. No, it really did. It felt like summer. Okay, can I start off with a rant?
Sure.
Speaking of going to the dog park.
Let's jump right in there. Yesterday, we spent some quality time at Shubie Park. And if you're not familiar with Shubie, it is a huge park, hectares and hectares of land in Dartmouth. And there is a pathway that is designated a dog off-leash area.
Yes, a small beach that's a dog off-leash area and a bit of a loop.
Yeah.
And there are signs everywhere saying you have now entered a dog off-leash area.
Correct.
You are now leaving the dog off-leash area.
Yeah,
please put the leash on.
And
you know what?
It's pretty clear.
People are pretty good at Shubie Park. But there is a law at Shubie Park that I think they should put into effect, which they don't have in effect right now. And that is, well, what percentage of that park would you say is a dog off-leash area?
Oh, less than 50%.
Oh, much less than 50%.
Yeah, it's only a small pathway that is designated off-leash.
Yeah, well, that area should be designated no bicycles as well. That just drives me crazy. People pass the sign saying dog off-leash area, and they go whizzing down these trails where the dogs are not on leashes. You know, there's going to be a bike hitting a dog, injuring a dog. There's going to be a bike swerving to miss a dog, injuring a cyclist. And you said that the other day you were there and...
No, I had a conversation with a woman a couple of weeks ago who said she was at Shubie and witnessed a gentleman on a recumbent bike. You know, one of those ones you sit back on?
Yeah.
Witnessed a man get so pissed off at a dog that he actually veered towards the dog.
In the dog off-leash area.
In the dog off-leash area.
There are so many other trails there. There are walking trails. There are jogging trails. There's another nice beach on the other side. I mean, there's the whole Shubie Canal area. Really, there are so many places you can go. Stay the hell out of the dog off-leash area, please. And I think they should post signs there as well and make it illegal, because people are just going to be injured. And no, I'm not infringing on the rights of cyclists or anything. The fact is, there are other rules.
They've got the entire park in which they can use their bicycles. There is only a very small area that dog owners can go to be off-leash.
It's like when you have a beach and it's a family beach in the water. No motorboats allowed.
Right.
You know, are we infringing on the rights of motorboat owners? No, there are plenty of other places that you can take your speedboats, just not where there are toddlers that are in the water. Well, the same thing here. There are dogs, and there are dogs that are off-leash, and some of them are puppies. And having these bicycles whipping down the trail is just an accident, not only waiting to happen, but I'm sure that there have been a number of accidents that have already happened. My first dog, long gone, he used to love to chase bicycles.
Oh, really?
He had a thing. I don't know what it was. Something would click and he loved bicycles. So, I mean, you don't need that either.
No.
Just stay the hell out of the dog park area. Oh, the worst. There was a person on a bike with their dog.
Ew.
Now,
like riding the bike and had the dog running next to him?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
On the leash. So why the hell were you in a dog off-leash area anyway? Because when you're in the dog off-leash area, your dog's not supposed to be on a leash, and you're not supposed to be on a bike, and you're definitely not supposed to be on a bike while your dog is on a leash. Oh, it just, there we go. Okay, rant number one. Now let's start the show.
Okay. Well, welcome to the summer of Sandra, the Atlantic Film Festival Outdoor Film Experience. It's a pretty long name. We used to call it the Alfresco Film Festo.
Oh, they've changed the name on that one.
They have, yeah. They changed it a couple of years ago, but they have decided upon a theme this year, and it is the Summer of Sandra.
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock films are going to be shown.
Oh, can I guess? Do you have the list there?
Yes, indeed. I've got,
While you were sleeping?
Friday nights, July and August, and they're going to be projected onto the huge outdoor screen behind the Amera building, as per usual. Starting off July 18th with Gravity.
So you're not going to let me guess?
Oh, you can guess, okay.
Well, I guessed one already, okay. And you just ignored me.
Okay, what'd you guess?
While you were sleeping?
Yes and no.
Oh, did I get the name wrong?
No, you got the name. You got the name right, but yeah. That's one of the ones for the people's choice vote. Remember how the last one of the year they always right. have.
Okay, what's it up against?
It's up against Two If By Sea, 2 weeks notice, and The Proposal.
Okay, Two If By Sea is going to win because it was shot here.
I know. I was just going to say that. Yeah, even though it was not really the best of her movies, it's probably going to win. Yeah.
Okay, let me guess. You said Gravity already. Mm-hmm. What else? The Blind Side.
Yep, that's July 25th.
Speed.
Yes, August 8th.
Okay.
Okay.
How about Speed 2? Probably in
not
there too.
Not on the list. No.
What else has she done? Oh, there was that one that she did where she was Miss Congeniality.
That is August the 1st.
Is that it? Did I win? Did I win? Where do I win?
Two tickets to go see the movies. Actually, they're free for the outdoor film experience.
But if it's like a real theater, popcorn will be $8 million.
Well, they do have concessions there, and they are reasonably priced, if I remember correctly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They're also doing a couple of movies as well, community screenings around the city. I know that they do one, Sackville Patriot Days, Bedford Days.
It's like an
Days.
Inflatable mm-hmm. Screen that, yep. that they move around.
Yep.
Okay.
And some of the movies that are going to be shown through that this year include Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Sunnyside Mall, Ghostbusters, and The Princess Bride in Dartmouth.
Princess Bride would be a great movie to see.
Yeah, it would be good. There was a big boat in the harbor yesterday. The Queen Mary 2 made her first appearance of the year. Now, she didn't stay all that long. She set sail around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, did a loop around George's Island, and then headed out. So we have sort of a local connection to the Queen Mary 2. It's owned by the Cunard Line?
No, it's owned by Carnival.
Right, right. But
and it's actually operated by the Cunard Line.
Okay, and of course, founded by Samuel Cunard, mm-hmm. who was from Halifax and was a founding partner of the Halifax Steamboat Company. That was sort of his first foray into boating, and they operated a series of horse and steam-powered ferries across the harbor.
Well, this is no horse and steam-powered ferry, that's
no,
for sure.
No.
I was just looking at some of the statistics here. 15 restaurants and bars, five swimming pools, a casino, a ballroom, a theater, the first planetarium ever at sea. There are also kennels and a nursery on board.
Oh, my God.
This is interesting. Back in 2011, the Queen Mary had her registry changed to Hamilton, Bermuda from her home port of Southampton in England.
Right.
Do you know why?
No.
Why do you think? No, not a tax evasion. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
No, it was to allow the ship to host onboard weddings.
Oh, really?
Marked the first time in 171 years that Cunard had not had a ship registered within the UK, and they did it just so they could marry people on the Queen Mary, too.
Very cool. Well,
don't you love Wikipedia?
I know. My God, Wikipedia is a beautiful thing.
And because that's Wikipedia, that could be absolute bullshit that I just read you because nobody knows.
Hey, at least they had some great weather, the passengers, for their trip here yesterday, and hope they enjoyed their stay in Halifax. Well, something that is coming to visit us now that we wish wasn't, blue-green algae blooms.
Are they playing at the Metro Center?
They're more commonly known by their nickname, Pond Scum. Which is another great band name.
Yeah, exactly. They're opening for blue-green algae blooms.
But the warmer weather means that we should be on the lookout for these algae blooms in lakes and rivers.
I think we found some of that yesterday.
Ugh.
Once again, back to Shuby Park, our little boy Finnegan just jumped in the water and came out looking all blue-green algae-like.
It can be spotted by its bluish-green, grassy or soupy appearance and sometimes gives off a distinct odor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
It naturally forms on lakes and rivers just in the right conditions. Now, for the most part, most types of this blue-green algae are harmless, but there are some that can produce toxins that pose a health risk to people and animals. People shouldn't swim in,
would you have drank that?
Not on a bet. Or eat fish from these water sources, and even boiling the water doesn't eliminate the toxins. So just be extra cautious where you get your water when you're out camping in the next little while. If you do swallow it, you're probably going to get a sore stomach, maybe a little bit of diarrhea and vomiting. If it comes in contact with your skin, you're probably going to get sort of eye and nose irritations. And if you think that perhaps you've been a victim of pond scum, give the Department of Environment a call and report it to them. So you snuck out yesterday to go see a movie.
I did indeed, and
okay.
I have my review for you.
And do
it's
tell.
Right, it's all up here.
Okay.
I went and saw what I thought was going to be the combination of two soap operas.
Oh.
Search for Tomorrow meets The Edge of Night. Do you remember those two?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. Okay.
Yeah. The Edge of Tomorrow. The new Tom Cruise movie is in there. I thought, wow, okay.
Well, that's not soap opera-y at all. That's that's action, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't gone to Rotten Tomatoes. I haven't done anything because I wanted this review to be true. This is the way I felt when I walked out of there.
You just want to preserve the purity of it.
That's right. I could be making a complete ass of myself. You go, this Patterson, he's way off. Way off. I'm never going to listen to him again. Here's my recipe for The Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
You take one part Mission Impossible.
Okay.
One part War of the Worlds.
Okay.
And mix liberally with Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. And it works.
Really?
It really,
so
really
you enjoyed
works.
It.
Works. I loved this movie. This is going to be the summer blockbuster. Now, I haven't seen the X-Men. Everybody's saying, oh, that X-Men's going to be really good. This is a great movie. I loved it.
So what's the premise?
Reliving a day over and over again, just like in Groundhog Day.
Right.
And if you can add the fact that this guy starts off as a total loser and every time he goes back, he has to get better.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. And it works, too. Sometimes that doesn't work. You're going, okay, I don't believe this at all. It worked. So basically, if you hold it up there as a summer action movie.
Yes.
With great summer action movies like your Die Hards and even your Top Guns and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise looks terrific, is great in this movie. I've always admired Tom Cruise in movies, and I think that this one's going to do well.
Interesting. Emily Blunt is in this as well?
Yes, she co-stars in it. I saw it in IMAX, and it was great in IMAX.
Okay.
3D.
Oh.
And I'm going to haul you off to the theater and make you watch it, too. That's how much I liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a time goes on, I like it even more and more.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's my review for The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. Mark my words, I could have egg on my face for this one, or I could go down in history as the man who pegged this movie as being...
Well, I would like, you know what? I think you should right now look it up on Rotten Tomatoes just to... So
just,
we can get
just to
your...
make a fool of me right
no,
here.
No, I would like to get your natural organic reaction to what Rotten Tomatoes is saying.
Okay, I have a feeling that the crowds are going to like it more than the critics.
Mm-hmm.
Because... traditionally, the critics don't like action adventure
yeah.
movies. You know, they're the ones who are like sitting up there going, yes, no, there's not enough plot. Give me another Shakespeare in Love. That's what I like, you know.
Sounds like it's heavy on special effects.
Yeah. You know what? If there was anything weak about this movie, it was the special effects. They were kind of cheesy.
Really?
Occasionally.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, that's nitpicking because I really like this movie.
Okay.
So Edge, E-D-G-E.
So probably one of the better movies that you've seen in the last few weeks? Do you like
I've
it better than Maleficent?
You know what? I like Maleficent. Maleficent. I like that movie too. I really did. There's some good movies out now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just liking everything. Edge of Tomorrow. Critics, 89%.
Whoa.
People, 92%.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I am not alone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool movie.
And
so that is my choice for the blockbuster summer movie to go and see. It can be a date movie, really. I think it's just PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's a definitely have to see in the theater film.
If you have to see a movie in the theater, I would suggest this one is the one to go to.
Mm.
You know, just because of the action and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So what are we rating movies at? As big thumbs up out of 10 out of
5
out of 5.
Yeah,
I give this one 4.5. Four and a half out of 5.
So it's just a good old popcorn romp.
Ooh, sounds dirty.
So yeah, I'm finding it more and more difficult as the years go on to watch Tom Cruise on the big screen and set aside all of the Tom Cruise Scientology bullshit.
Well, you know, the one thing I thought of when I saw him on the big screen, he's had work done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Tom Cruise is older than I am.
Yes.
And his jaw was so tight, it almost didn't look natural.
Oh,
it was almost
really?
Like it was fighting gravity. No, he looked really good.
I'm sure he does,
but
yeah.
It almost looked too good. I think he's had some work. Kind of like Robert Redford, when he hit that age, in his 50s, all of a sudden he just really looked young and almost too young, you know?
He tightened up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's what Tom Cruise... If there's no work done there, Tom, then I want your secret. Maybe Scientology is the way to go. And on that happy note, I do believe... we can wrap this up and call it a podcast. Back again on Friday.
Until then.